Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lightkin. How may I help you today?
Okay. Last month, you charged me for subscription, and I canceled the subscription. I have confirmation number. But this month, you charged me again.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you, because usually if you're canceled, you shouldn't be billed again.
I know. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. Give me one
yeah.
second.
Sure.
Did you say you had a cancellation order number?
Yes. KC021.
No, that's not it. Oh, what's your zip code?
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's not a cancellation number, so that's probably why you're not canceled. Oh, what's your zip code? I said the number that you gave me, that's not a cancellation number, so that's probably why you're not canceled, but let me get you pulled up so I can see what happened. What's your zip code?
You want what, the card number or what?
No, your zip code.
Ah, zip code, 02459.
Okay. All right, and what's your first and last name?
Excuse me? Yeah, I didn't understand.
It's okay. Your first and last name?
Ah, okay. German, first name, and last name, Genfan. German Genfan.
There you go. All right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
29 Keller Pass, Newt Mass, 02459.
Thank you.
And what?
All right. So, looks like here I have an account pulled up here. I do see that you signed it for the Wi-Fi booster. Now, it looks like the account is canceled.
It is canceled.
Yeah, it looks like it was canceled on
then why,
January
why
the 24th.
Okay. Right, right. Then why you charge me again?
So, tell me the amount and the date of your bill, because the last time here it's showing your bill was on January the 12th.
January the 12th, okay,
yes,
and?
That's your last billing, and you didn't cancel until January the 24th.
Okay, so now, should I pay again or not?
Yes, that's your last billing, so you need to pay that, but you haven't been billed since the 12th.
My gosh.
Yes, sir. You just probably didn't know that you were billed because you hadn't got your bill, and you're probably thinking that we had billed you again, but we haven't.
Okay, and then next time you tell me the same thing?
No, I'm not going to tell you that again.
No. Something wrong here. When I call, I cancel, and he gave me the guy who I spoke to. He gave me the confirmation number that I told you, KC021, and what's going on? Why you charge me again?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a cancellation number. If you want the number, I can give it to you.
What?
Would you like to write down the correct cancellation number so you can have it?
Ah, okay, yes. Give me the confirmation number, and I will not pay, right?
Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay, hold on, let me...
It's okay.
Let me take something that I can... okay, Charlie, C.
All right, 258.
258?
Mm-hmm, 744.
744.
649.
649. Okay. And this is cancellation number, right?
Correct, yes.
Cancellation. So I will not pay, yeah? So 49.97 again.
That is correct, yes.
So, okay. When it will be, when my card will know it.
What about your card?
It is now on my statement, right? No. I will not pay it. So, but I should. When you refund it to my card or what,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay, sir. The last time that we billed you was on January the 12th.
Yes.
You didn't call to cancel until January the 24th. So that means that is a valid charge. We're not going to refund that. Now, if you have a billing after the 24th, then that will be different. So are you showing a bill after the 24th?
So, again, give me the simple answer. Should I pay again?
Yes, I told you yes. I said that is a valid charge. Pay the bill for $49.97, and then after that, you will not have any more billings.
Yeah, the same thing this guy told me.
Well, he told you that, and that will be correct because going forward, you have not had another billing.
No. He told me that I paid $49.97 last time. So he told me that it is my last payment, first and last. Yeah. Now you said me that this is the second payment is my last.
That's because whenever you called in to cancel, you were already billed.
Cancel be old. I don't understand.
I mean, I'm not sure where the confusion is coming in at, but your account is correct for the information that we have.
What I told you is correct, right?
No, the information I'm giving you is correct. I'm not sure what happened when you're saying you spoke with someone else. I'm not sure. That's why I said maybe there is some confusion going on here.
I don't know, but the guy told me that this is the last time. Why I should pay again? I don't understand it. What company are you?
We're just a third party, or wherever you got, or how did you sign up for the account? You have to refer back to that information. But like I said, it's showing here. Let me just go back and look here. Give me one second.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. When you called in and spoke with this guy, which I do see him, it was on the 24th of January. So he told you you would not have any more billing. That is correct. The issue was you were already billed on the 12th prior to you canceling, and you're just probably just now seeing it on your bill. So that's why you're seeing another bill. But you have not been billed since you've called in to cancel.
My gosh, okay. I billed when I'm not canceled. I don't understand. You told me that this second time you billed me before I canceled.
That is correct. You were when you called in on the 24th, you were billed on January the 12th. That's
okay.
Your last billing.
I understand. Okay. So now you know that I already paid how we talked to your guy, and he told me that this is the end. Now you know it, so you can refund my
no, sorry.
Not refund that. Tell them that I should not pay. Is it correct? You know it. Yeah, that
sorry.
I paid. The guy
okay,
told
I'm
me
sure.
that I will not
okay.
pay anymore.
And
why should
correct.
I pay again?
But, sir, the billing that you're referring to was already billed before he told you that. So you
I
need
understand,
to pay
yeah,
that.
But now, so now you okay? But now you know that he told me. Now you know,
okay,
right?
And what he told you was correct. You were already billed when he told you that. So that means you have to pay that. You canceled after you were already billed. That's why you have the billing.
So, I understand. I understand what you're saying. So you know that I cancel it, right?
Correct.
And you tell me that I cancel it before, you bill it before I cancel. But it doesn't matter. Okay, you bill me. Now you know that I cancel, that I paid the first time. Why should I pay the second time? You know it.
Because
if you
when
don't
you
know
called in to cancel, sir, you were already billed. you have to, if you had a cancel before that and we didn't bill you, then you wouldn't have a billing. But you were billed a second time, so that means you need to pay that.
It's wrong. First of all,
no,
I guess,
it's not wrong because you called in to cancel on the 24th and you were billed on the 12th.
I understand, but now you know it's a mistake.
It's okay, sir. I'm not sure if you're not understanding me. There's no mistake.
It will
you
be a mistake.
You owe the charge.
It will be a mistake.
Sir, your account has been canceled. That's up to you whether you want to pay the bill or not. Your account is correct. When he told you were not going to have any more billings, we have not billed you. You were already billed when you called in to cancel. And the information is not going to change.
Listen. First of all, I shouldn't pay, by the way, the first time also, because when I bought the item, I never knew that it's a subscription. Okay, the guys tell me that it's a subscription, that he cannot refund it. Okay, I paid the first time, paid wrongly, but I paid. Now you tell me that I should pay the second time. You understand?
Yes, because you did not cancel, and it is a subscription, so that's why you were billed.
Again. First of all, I didn't know anything about subscription.
And I'm sorry about that, but that's what you signed up for.
No. It's on the site. It was on the site. I haven't seen. It doesn't seem that it's a subscription. Okay, but the guy told me that I should read everything. Okay. I say,
correct.
I told, okay, to hell, and I will pay. Now you told me that I should pay the second time. What the hell is going on? You understand? Hello?
Sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I keep telling you that. When you called in to cancel, you were already billed because it is a subscription. So that's why you need to pay the charge.
Okay. So now, but you know that I paid. Yes, you know
okay.
that I spoke with
Sir,
the guy. I give you the confirmation number.
Well, that's
right?
Not a confirmation number.
And why should I pay the second time?
Okay, your account has been canceled, sir. We have to move on to other calls.
Okay. How many times it should be canceled?
It's okay. You only got one cancellation, and that was on the 25th. Like I said, you owe the last billing. It's for January the 12th, and that's it.
Now I have two cancellation number. I have KCO21.
That's not a cancellation number, sir.
It is not what?
That is not a cancellation number.
Yeah, but the guy gave it to me.
And I understand that, but it's not a number. I gave you the correct number, which is the one I gave you. That's for the last billing you have for $49.97.
Okay, if it's not a correct number, it's not my fault, yeah? It's your fault.
I mean, it doesn't matter about the number. Okay, you have the correct number, and he canceled you.
But it's not my fault.
Okay, sir, the number has nothing to do with your account being billed.
Your representative gave me the number. How do I know that
it's
wrong?
It's okay about the number because I gave you the correct number, so we're not going to worry about that.
But how can I believe you if you say that it's not wrong? Maybe this number that you just gave me also wrong.
And I'm sorry if you feel that way.
I will not pay.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I will not pay. Okay, bye.